Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Yes. Ooh, it's a brand new year. Who can believe it? Time moves on, doesn't it? When time flies, when you're having fun. What do we got for you on our new year? Harry's going to be in some New Year's resolutions. And I'm going to be singing a song called My Grandfather's Clock. I thought that was timely, since we're doing things that have to do with time today, as well as the new year. Also, Flanders and Swan and... what can I say? We're just going to have a lot of fun. In fact, we're going to start off with Spike Jones. This is a great song. I love this. Spike Jones and the City Slickers are talking about their New Year's resolutions. Let's listen to it now. When we get back, Harry should be here.
This is my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. While I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. Of course, I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Dance. Come on. How about Sir Frederick Dance? Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey's seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock.
Keep on playing games out in the street. I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebob?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my year's root revelation.
Spike, how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
That's right. Happy New Year, everyone. You know that little kid's voice at the end? That guy's a huge guy, actually. He weighs like 200 pounds, big mustache and everything. He also sings very deeply when he wants to, running around doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Okay, well, this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry's joining me, Harry.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Harry. So, what New Year's resolutions are you going to make?
Steve, you know how I have this long list of resolutions every year and I never keep them?
Yeah?
Well, this year I'm only going to make one resolution.
Great. Okay, that should be easy enough to keep if it's just one.
Sure.
Well, what is it?
I resolve not to make any New Year's resolutions this year.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because if you resolve not to make any New Year's resolutions, well, you already broke your resolution because you made that resolution for this year.
Really?
Sure. You can't resolve not to make any resolutions. It's impossible. It's a paradox.
What do two doctors have to do with this?
Look, just don't resolve not to resolve, because you're resolving.
I guess you're right.
So, since you haven't made any resolutions yet, what resolution are you going to make?
I can make a resolution, you're saying?
Sure, now you can. Nothing's stopping you.
Great, okay. I know exactly what my resolution is going to be this year.
What?
That I'm not going to make any New Year's resolutions this year.
You can't do that!
You just said I could!
You can make any resolution but that one.
Oh, I see. Now you're telling me what resolutions I can make and what resolutions I can't make. Who died and made you boss?
Look, Harry, I'll explain it again. If you resolve not to make any resolutions, you can't make that resolution because that's a resolution, and you just said you weren't going to make any resolutions.
Huh?
I can't stand it. There's only one resolution you can't make, and you just made it.
All right, all right. I have a good idea. I'll rephrase the whole thing. This year, I resolve to make only one resolution.
Uh-huh. Okay, that sounds a little better.
And that resolution is that I'm not going to make any resolutions for this year.
You can't do that either!
Come on, Steve! You said there was only one resolution I couldn't make. Now I changed the resolution, and now you're saying there are two resolutions I can't make. Make up your mind!
Look, you resolve to only make one resolution this year.
That's right.
Well, that resolution was your one resolution. You can't now go on and make a second resolution. You already said you were only making one, and you were making it as you said it.
Huh?
I have a much better resolution for you. Why don't you resolve not to bug me anymore?
Because I make that resolution every year. I've made it every year for the last 5 years. It lasts about 2 hours. As soon as you put me on your knee, there's something inside me that wants me to give you a hard time.
Something inside of you? You don't mean my hand, do you?
I'm talking about soul!
You mean my foot? I don't put my foot inside you when I make you talk.
It might as well be, you're so clumsy. No, Steve, I'm talking about my innermost being.
I've seen your innermost being. You're hollow.
Aren't we all, Steve? Deep down.
Listen, this isn't getting us anywhere. Are you going to make a New Year's resolution or aren't you?
I'd love to, Steve, but you won't let me.
Listen, do whatever you want. What do I care?
Thank you. I resolve that I'm not going to make any resolutions for this year.
Fine.
Aren't you going to argue?
What's to argue? I made my point.
What was that point again?
Listen, have you made any resolutions this year?
No. You just made one. No way.
Way.
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 No way.
Ha! I gotcha.
Look, why don't you just rephrase your resolution, and then you can get away with it.
What do you mean?
Just say, I resolve not to make any more resolutions this year after this one.
That's good. That's good. I resolve not to make any more resolutions this year after this one.
Fine. Now we've got that settled.
We do. And I promise I won't bug you anymore either.
You can't do that!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet crust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension. With this voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Harry stepped out for a minute. That was crazy. He can't do that. He can't resolve not to make a resolution and then make a resolution. I've got my guitar here, and I figured, hey, New Year's is about time and starting up new time. I thought it might be appropriate to sing my grandfather's clock. I've known this ever since I was a kid. I always liked this song a lot. I'll just play it for you. I'm sure everyone knows it. It's just one of those songs that have entered into our society, our collective consciousness, so to speak.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weighed more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming its flight, that his hour of departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, tick tock, his life seconds numbering, tick tock, tick tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
January brings the snow, makes your feet and fingers glow. February's ice and sleet, freeze the toes right off your feet. Welcome March with wintry wind, would thou wert not so unkind. April brings the sweet spring showers, on and on for hours and hours. Farmers fear unkindly May, frost by night and hail by day. June just rains and never stops, 30 days and spoils the crops. In July the sun is hot, is it shining? No, it's not. August cold and dank and wet brings more rain than any yet. Bleak September's mist and mud is enough to chill the blood. Then October adds a gale, wind and slush and rain and hail. Dark November brings the fog, should not do it to a dog. Freezing wet December then, bloody January again.
All right, there we have it. Little Flanders and Swan there. Harry, well, you're back.
Sure, I'm back, Steve.
Okay, so it's a new year.
That's true.
What kind of great things are you going to be doing this year? Going to school.
No, I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
I'm not going to school this year.
What are you talking about? You have to go to school.
Well, I'd like to, Steve, but it's just that I don't have any time.
Now, that's just silly. You'll make time. Come on. You have the whole year in front of you. A whole 365 days. That's a lot of time.
I just can't.
All right. What's taking up so much of your precious time that you don't have time for an education?
Well, for one thing, I'm sleeping 8 hours a day.
So?
Well, that's one-third of a day. If you add all those hours together, you end up with one-third of the year I'm sleeping, or 122 days. I can't go to school for 122 days out of the year because I'm sleeping.
Yeah, well, that's true. I guess we do sleep a third of our lives.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a lot more time than that to go.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, I eat 3 meals a day, don't I?
Yeah.
That's an hour for each meal. So right there, you have 3 hours a day. And if you add up 3 hours over that 365 days, that's another 45 days out of the year. I'm just eating.
Wow, for 45 days you're eating.
That's right.
122 days you're sleeping, 45 days you're eating.
That's right.
Hmm.
So that's 45 days more. Can't go to school.
Right, okay, you got 45 days. But there's a lot more time to go to school so far. You've only spent 122 days sleeping and 45 days eating.
All right, what about the 60 days for summer vacation? I can't go to school during the summer, can I?
That's true.
And if you take all the weekends, that's another 104 days. So that's 60 days for summer vacation, 104 days for weekends, 2 weeks for Christmas, 1 week for Easter intersection. You got Thanksgiving, Washington's birthday, Columbus Day, etc. That's at least another 30 days of holidays. You have, as I said earlier, 45 days for eating and 122 days for sleeping. That comes out, according to my figures, 361 days. That only leaves me 4 days of school for this year.
All right, so you'll go for 4 days.
Yeah, right, Steve. Except if you heard the forecast lately, there's probably going to be snow days. 4 snow days at least in the next couple of months.
Happy New Year, Harry.
Happy New Year, Steve. Who has time to be happy?
Oh, this is something I want to play. This is from a record called Still Soupy After All These Years, Soupy Sales. I grew up with Soupy Sales on the television. Everyone knows about the time that he asked all the kids to go into their parents' pocketbooks and take out all the money and send it to him. It happened on New Year's Day. I saw that episode. I remember it happening. It was the end of the show. Well, Soupy explains the whole thing, and it's just the way I remembered it. It happened on New Year's Day, so I thought it might be appropriate. This is celebrating the anniversary of when Soupy Sales got into a lot of trouble for asking all little kids who were watching to go into their parents' bedroom and take out all little green things and send it to them.
And then I did. It was the Soupy. And I love you. Give me the kiss. Thank you. Don't stop now. You're so nice. Thank you. Whew. Well. Oh, yeah. It must have stopped. You know what? Now, that's the wildest thing in the world. Because every place I go, and it was a, and I, that was the only time I was accused of saying a lot of things that I never said. Everybody always thought they heard it, but I didn't. There was always my cousin heard it and my brother, and you couldn't say things like they said I said, because in those days it was really touchy. You know, now you could say anything, but then, you know, and but I did. That one day I had about a minute left to go. It was on New Year's Day. It was New Year's Day. And I got, so, you know, it's like a lot of the stuff was sketched, you know. But we always knew the ending of things. So we had about a minute. And they says, well, we got a minute. What do you, I says, well, I don't want to ruin a bit. I says, I'll do something. So they came up and I walked up to the camera. And I walked up and I went, hey, kids. Now, it was 7 o'clock New Year's night, see. And this was in 1965. It was New Year's Day. Yeah, that's right. At 7 o'clock, and even see. So now, you know, if you do a thing, if you tell kids, well, you ought to get Wonder Bread, it's great, or don't, you know, they believe. But when you're up in front, you know, talking, I went, hey, kids, listen, I said, last night was New Year's Eve. And I said, and your mom and dad were out late, and they're probably in there still asleep. And I said, don't wake them up now. And I said, but I want you to tiptoe in the bedroom. Now, don't wake them up, and you see your dad's pants probably on the floor, and your mom's pocketbook. Don't wake them up. I said, you know, I said, and I want you to go in your dad's pants and open your mom's pocketbook, and you'll see a lot of green pieces of paper with pictures of guys with beards. And I said, and I want you to take them and put them in an envelope, and on the envelope you write Soupy Sales, S-O-U-P-Y, S-A-L-E-S, W-N-E-W-T-V, New York, New York. And I said, and you know what I'm going to send you? A postcard from Puerto Rico. So now, everybody, you laughed and everything is fine. Now I walk in 2 days later, everything like that, and they said, they want to see you up in the main office. So I said, they probably going to give me a raise. I'm doing so good, you know. I said, I'm doing so good, they're going to raise. Now, I had a producer in those days that was really cool, man. He was really cool. Like, he was on top of everything. His name was Bob Kahn. That's his name. And he was in, and I walked in, and they were sitting there with about 18 attorneys and the program director, and he went, he did it! I told him not to do it! He gave you can't control him, he does all those things. It wasn't my fault. They said, you're through, get out. And he's through. And I walk in there, and they said, did you tell the kids to take the money? And I says, yeah. And they said, oh, how much money did you get? I said, $80,000. And they went, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I said, what? And they looked at, but it was wrong because the kids are cool. They sent in all the Monopoly money, and Greenpeace. But I did get a dollar from some 28-year-old girl said, I've seen your show and you ought to go to Puerto Rico. I just wanted to tell you that story. I just want to tell you a story.
So that's the story of Soupy Sales and the money. For those of that's always gone through our society. Well, there's Soupy Sales when he asks people. I saw it. It's just as I remembered it. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. We're celebrating New Year's here. Time, which is part of the new year, right, huh?
Sure, Steve.
So, is time yet?
I don't know, Steve.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to tell time.
Oh, come on. You don't know how to tell time yet?
No.
Well, I think New Year's would be a perfect time to explain how to tell time.
Okay, fine.
All right, now this is a watch.
That's a pretty ugly watch.
I like this watch.
Oh, sorry.
Ah! Oh, what did you yell at my watch for?
Well, I was finding out if it was shockproof.
Can we just move on here?
Yeah, well, 1 second.
Well, what are you doing now? Harry, stop licking the watch. You're getting it all wet. What are you doing that for?
Well, I just wanted to see if this watch can take a licking and keep on ticking.
Will you stop goofing around? We have important stuff to attend to here.
All right. Give me a lesson.
All right. Now, before I teach you how to tell time, we should go over some basics. This is the face of the clock.
The face? Where are the eyes? Where's the nose?
Harry, the face of a clock just tells the time, that's all.
How is it going to tell time without a mouth?
This face has hands. The hands are on the face.
Yeah, and I'd put my hands over my face, too, if I was that ugly.
It's not an ugly watch.
Sorry.
Now, all clocks have hands on them.
Maybe that's why we can't see the eyes. The hands are covering them.
I told you there are no eyes on a watch.
There's an eye right there.
That's not an eye. That's the one.
Why is it dotted?
It's not dotted. It's a bit of schmutz.
Oh, sorry.
Now, there are usually three hands on a watch.
Three hands? Most people only have two hands. Three hands. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but this is a watch we're talking about. Now, let's look at the hands. They're right there, there, and there.
Those are hands? They look more like fingers. I don't see any palms. Where's the thumb?
This is a clock's hand. It doesn't need a thumb.
Looks more like a foot to me.
Listen, will you just stop it? All right. Calm down. Just listen. I want you to listen and stop talking so much.
Sure. Just relax, Dave. Okay.
Now, there are three hands. The first is the hour hand.
Our hand? It's your watch, but our hand? Why should it belong to both of us?
Not that kind of hour. Hour with an H.
Oh, it's a hour hand.
The H is silent.
It's silent, I see. One of the digital kind, huh?
The watch isn't silent, only the H.
I see.
Now, this is the minute hand.
Uh-huh.
And do you know the name of the third hand?
No.
It's called the second hand.
What?
The third hand is the second hand.
The third hand is the second hand, but you said the second hand was the minute hand.
That is the minute hand.
Well, the minute hand is the first hand.
No, the first hand is the hour hand.
So what's the second hand?
The minute hand.
You mean the second hand tells the minutes?
That's right.
That doesn't make sense. The second hand should tell you the second, not the minute. The second hand should be the second hand.
Well, it isn't. The second hand is the third hand.
And the minute hand is the second hand?
Right.
Boy, this is confusing. I guess that's why they say clocks are so handy to have around. Get it, Steve? Handy?
Well, now that you know what it's all called, let's do some times and see if you know what they are. I'm going to move the hour hand to the 12 here and the minute hand to the 8. Do you know what time it is?
No.
8 o'clock.
You did? How did it taste?
Now I'll move the big hand to the 6 and the small hand to the 2. Now what time is it?
I don't know.
2:30.
Then see a dentist.
What?
If you're 2:30, you should see a dentist.
Now I'll move the big hand to the 10 and the minute hand here. Okay. What time is it now?
I know that one. 10:02.
10:02 what?
10:02 your own business.
Now, I move the big hand here and the small hand here. Now, what time is it now?
That's easy. It's howdy doody time.
Come on, Har. You know what time that is when the big hand is there and the little hand is there?
I do?
Yes. Come on.
Oh, I do know what time that is.
What time is it?
It's time to go. Happy New Year, everyone.
Produced at the Not Unwood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry Lewis, his jokes, and email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Not Unwood in the search bar, you can listen to previous Not Unwood programs.